to find out soon.
How soon?
As soon as the doctors clear me. Feels good. You know, I was out running with the team last week, and it's nice to be out, you know, calling defenses and running out trying to make plays. Well, you do want to be missed. You know, you want to be missed. But, no, I don't, I'm not. The only frustration is that is not being on the field to help. Or feel like, you know, you watch a play, you're like, you know, if I was out there, you know. But, you know, that's just like any fan could say that, you know, oh, man, how can you make that catch? How can you make that tackle? Well, it's a different story when you're out there and you have to, you're called on to do it, you know. And it's easy for me to say I would have made that play, you know, put me on the field, and I might not have made the play, you know. I might not have played play myself. So, you know, that's all. Just kind of, as a football player, just feeling helpless. You know, not able to do anything, you know, not able to run, not able to lift, not able to do anything, just, you know, just heal. Let your body heal itself, and that's kind of been tough. It's going to be strap it on and see where what happens. I've been playing football for a long time, so, you know, it just so happens that we're going against one team that, you know, that runs 80 plays a game offensively, so, you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know. I like to think I'm a guy that's going to get in his gap, you know, and when the opportunity is there, I'll try to make it. But hopefully I can help the team. You know, I don't want to get out there and hurt us. You know, but I think at this point right now, especially after these last couple of games, you know, defense has been playing better and better, you know, and you know, we reached a lot of goals defensively this last game, you know, and, you know, really defensively we held them to 17 points, and we had takeaways for scores, and that's the kind of football, and we held them, you know, held them in check rushing the ball, so that's something to continue to build on. It's got to feel every man in the locker room, you know, every guy has to know that, you know, that it's not a given, you know, and, you know, at one point we were in first place, you know, during this year, and then, you know, we kind of nosedived for a while, where, you know, a lot of people didn't think we'd make the playoffs, and now we're found ourselves back in the driver's seat again for our division. So, you know, just make the most of this opportunity. Well, we get better against the run, you know, just the way it started last week in Cleveland. You take it one play at a time, you know. We held Cleveland in Cleveland's run game in check, and we were able to do that because, you know, each play guys fought. You know, you got in there, you fought to get in your gap, you fought when it was your opportunity to make a play, you fought to get the running back down or the ball carrier down. You know, we have to just get to the ball. Everybody has to fly to the ball. We have to make plays, try to get the ball out, and take it away. They're fundamentals. They're great at what they do. You know, they run about five run plays, you know, and you know, a handful of offensive pass plays. They just do it very well, you know, and they do it from different formations, but they do a lot of the same things. And so for us, we just have to be disciplined. One of the things you got to remember is that, you know, each week, or most of these weeks, you know, this year, we've had a new starting, you know, front four. We had a different rotating front four, and a lot of young guys that are learning on the, you know, on the run. You know, so there's a lot of things that we had planned coming into the season that we kind of had to scale back. We had to throw out, you know, because we had guys that we were actually, you know, that were learning how to play the base stuff. It just takes time. Well, I can tell you one thing, that great men come from the University of Arizona. All right.
You started at Michigan State?
Ah, yeah, you did. Now where you start, though, it's where you finish. you know, he's earned the right to be the starter over there, and he's led them to plenty of wins this year. And, you know, he's a guy, he's a smart man. You know, he knows where to go with the ball. You know, he's going to run the read option, you know, just as Michael Vick would do, or any other quarterback. But he doesn't have blazing speed, you know. He's not going to run away from anybody, but he'll run it, you know, and he'll get the ball to the guys that he needs to his playmakers. I mean, initially, yeah, it was longer, and then, you know, you get to the point where you get tested and your strength and everything isn't where you it's supposed to be, or my bone's not healing the way it's supposed to. So, you know, there was some talk of going on IR, you know, and but that didn't happen, and, you know, I'm here now. So now I just want to play football. You know, I always want to be positive around you know, my teammates and stuff like that. But, you know, I guess the one positive, you know, was when you go in the training room at that time, you know, it was like being in the MASH unit. You know, there's so many other guys that were in there, you know, we're just all sharing jokes and stuff. And, you know, so that helped lift spirits.